or 5. Heart technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
American Freedom Network, and anyway, I wanted to share a couple of things with you. First of all, you probably heard a lot of denials on the part of the Obama administration and on the part of the Democrats about the death panels. Oh, how can you talk about death panels? There's nothing in the bill about death panels. There's nothing in the bill about rationing access to health care. I mean, even though it's only logical, they really are intending to ration access to health care, because how can you rapidly expand the basis of the health care delivery system and then cut costs? And they know that it's impossible, but they can point and they can say, look, why these death panels aren't there? What a terrible thing to say. Why are they lying? And of course, the thing is that in some respects, they're right. The death panels are not in the health care bill, they're in the stimulus bill that they got through, and they're already halfway into law. They're halfway there. They already have their boards. They were set up at an expense of about $1.1 billion in the supplement bill. And that, of course, is simply already the law of our land. They're already planning on their death panels and to do away with the people. Certainly, Ron Emanuel is the chief of staff, his brother works for an organization, he's a physician, he works for an organization that pushes Kevorkian's views on euthanasia. He's written extensively about it. We'll be covering that in some of our subsequent programs. I talked to a doctor this morning, his name is Janda, J-A-N-D-A, an orthopedic surgeon, who's written an essay pointing out that the legislation has already been enacted. It was in the stimulus bill. He said he wrote an essay, put it up on the internet, and of course it's been carefully circulated all across America and censored, and they've removed all mention of the fact that the death boards are already there. And as he said to me this morning when he called, I didn't know they could just change my article. Well, that's what they've done, ladies and gentlemen. You can tell when President Obama is lying because his lips are moving, but all of them are in this together, and Obama is just carrying out the programs of the population control people who put him in power, specifically people like David Rockefeller, who thinks there's far too many people in the world to serve the elite. Well, with that as a background, let's go to my special guest, as always, Barry Shamus. It's good to have you with us this morning.
Yeah, interesting. You began with that. I think I can add.
All right. Well, that's why we always love having you, because you always have a great deal to add. You go right ahead.
Well, it's not happy news from my point of view either. Pretty soon I'm going to be shut down, I think. What happened the last few days, after spending months trying to get my emails back, I got them back, and then I tried phoning Israel to my children, my ex-wife, and I couldn't get through. For 2 days, I just got a voice message saying that there were no routes available to her number. So I phoned friends. Of course, I could phone Israel and every number but that one. And eventually, 2 days later, I got the phone back. And when I phoned, my ex-wife was in utter shock. She is now being hounded by the Israeli authorities to pay my Social Security bill and to pay my insurance bill. Social Security, I've been out of the country for 3.5 years. I haven't worked there. What bill? But that's not the point. We've been divorced for 7 years. Why is she not responsible for my Social Security bill? Or without diving into the depths of criminality behind my car crash and the tens of thousands I gave up on damages, a new car, health, what's she got to do with my car crash? In other words, somebody is very, very serious. If they can't get to me, they'll get to me through my family, and it looks like there's a very, very serious plan afoot just to put an end to, well, really, it's social criticism. Whatever I do, it's for the country to stop murdering its leadership and any opposition, and they're going to shut it down. I feel it in my bones that when they attack my children, they attack me directly, and they know it. So one thing after another, no emails, no phone, and then just harassing my former family. Well, not my former, they're my children. My ex-wife and I have been in contact. We've been on good terms for years, and they're attacking it.
Hold on, Barry. Well, they do this sort of thing. These are nasty and evil and wicked people. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamit. One of the great Israeli patriots trying to expose the corruption in the Israeli government. Right back.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com saying thanks for trading with us. We are excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars in brand new Dodges, Chryslers, Fords, Suzuki's, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on the balance. That's WolfAutoGroup.com. Many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Staff and families of Brown's Appliance and Service Center takes this time out to recognize and salute the Brighton men and women in uniform, standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's always remember them in our thoughts and prayers. Their efforts abroad and our support has kept America strong. That's from your friends at Brown's Appliance and Service Center, where Alan Swain and his family and staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live. That's Brown's Appliance Service Center at 204 South Main Street in Brighton. Call 659-0410.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves
and our posterity do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest Barry Shamish, who's an Israeli patriot who was forced to leave his homeland because of threats on his life. Certainly he was just telling us that he's being harassed here, and that certainly they're keeping him from getting his message out through email and other means, and then even more recently, certainly he wasn't even able to reach his wife over in Israel, and now he finds that she's being harassed. And this is the sort of pattern these wicked and evil people do. And, of course, they kill people, too, so at least they haven't done that, but it's sort of like Sergeant Yankee, who wanted to investigate the Oklahoma City bombing and ended up committing suicide by shooting himself in the back of the head twice, or Gary Webb, who shot himself in the head twice because, of course, he was so distraught because the CIA was smuggling drugs, shot himself in the head twice to make sure he was dead, and the authorities said it was obviously a suicide. Well, you go ahead, Barry, and certainly I just pray for your health.
Yeah, well, all I do is point out the obvious. Well, right now, everyone in Israel realizes that Netanyahu is playing ball with everyone but the people who elected him. There hasn't been new construction in Judea Samaria since his election, but more to the point, Netanyahu had a meeting with George Mitchell. And, well, he sent his advisor, Yitzhak Molko, and they cut a deal with Mitchell, overseen by, of course, the Labor Party's Ehud Barak, the defense minister, making sure that Netanyahu plays ball with the forces in power, certainly in the United States. But nonetheless, Netanyahu has agreed no more housing. The deal is all over the Israeli internet. His one concession, Mitchell agreed apparently to let the housing that has started, about 2,500 apartments, room for 10,000 people. They actually need housing for more in the neighborhood of 120 to 150,000 people. But, well, Mitchell has agreed to let the housing that has started be built, and that's it for 3 years. Nothing. People will continue living in basements wherever they can fit them in, but there'll be no new housing. Now, when these reports, well, they weren't leaked out. I mean, this is, you know, mainstream press reports. Nonetheless, the strategic affairs minister, Moshe Yaalon, gave a speech where he called on Israel to defy the United States. Enough is enough. They're working against us. Only 12% of Israelis this week, according to a poll, believe that Obama is working for Israel's security. He says you got to defy the United States. Enough of this. But he added that Peace Now, which is an intelligence-funded operation of very few people. Nonetheless, they're in Israel pushing the freeze. Yaalon called them a virus. He said they're a virus eating away at Israel's security. And, well, Netanyahu, of course, strongly reprimanded his minister for the nerve to tell the truth. They said Peace Now is a virus undermining Israeli security. So the Israeli media goes to bat for Peace Now and against Yaalon. And lo and behold, the Israeli public answered the media overwhelmingly that Yaalon was right. They are a virus. But, well, the Prime Minister of Israel, supposedly the right-wing Netanyahu, condemned Minister Yaalon and unbelievably defended peace now. So everything I said about Netanyahu, and by the way, people all over the place are saying, didn't Barry Chandler say that Netanyahu was working for other forces besides the Israeli people, this and this? I've been reading that for the last couple of days. Netanyahu is, of course, betraying the people who voted for him and is playing ball with George Mitchell and Obama and the whole administration. The freeze is on.
Well, I think that people have to understand that Netanyahu is in the pocket of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's doing what he's supposed to do. And, of course, here we're told, he's this very courageous guy who's taking a stand against the Americans and going to go to bat for the people, living in the settlements. And of course, exactly the opposite is the case. And when are the people of Israel and of the United States going to wake up and realize that the media is controlled and they're shaping our ideas, having very little to do with reality?
Well, there's another issue. Now, here is how the Rabin assassination is haunting Israel and will continue to haunt Israel. I'm going to write about it today, which I'm going to say it again. I'm slowly being shut down, but I am going to write about this issue in Israel. Front page news, by the way, not a minor issue. This Swedish, I believe it's actually government press, paid for by the Swedish government. It's called Aftonbladet. They wrote this long article claiming that the Israel Defense Forces harvests Palestinian organs to sell on the world markets. Now, this, again, is in reply to a recent nasty, nasty scandal in New Jersey where 47 people arrested. There were three rabbis who apparently bribed public officials to sell kidneys, which is a very, very unsavory business, but it's not the same as harvesting Palestinian organs. And the Israeli government officially complained to Sweden, and the whole media said it was a dirty lie, but there is a major, major problem. The problem is the coroner of Israel, Dr. Yehuda Hiss, did precisely that, except not with Arab organs, but with the organs of Israeli soldiers. Now, again, another scandal that should have brought down Hiss, who, again, signed the phony autopsy on Rabin, and he is protected forever. Hiss was caught by Dr. Chaim Buzaglo of Tiberias. After his son died in the army, he did his own autopsy on his son and found that his organs were removed, that inside the body, rags, a broomstick for to hold the spine together, he found that Hiss had removed his organs. And it gets worse, the removal of the heart of a Scottish visitor to Israel, which I've done in this program. But nonetheless, Israel does take organs, but not from Palestinians. They take organs from Israeli soldiers. And when Israel complains to Sweden, it's hollow. It's absolutely hollow. The crime did take place. Now, what to do about that? Well, you should have fired Yehuda Hiss. You should have put him on trial. All of this should have happened, but Israel's complaints to Sweden are standing on a house of glass and a deck of cards, because it did take place. It just didn't take place against Arabs who were supposedly harvested for their organs. The story was wrong. It was anti-Semitic, but the real story is even worse.
Yeah, well, it really is tragic for the Barry. There really are evil and wicked people in the world today, and they are working at the highest levels of every government, Israeli government and the American government as well.
Well, the story of the haunting of Rabin, that story just will not end. It was the worst murder. Others followed it. But the Supreme Court of Israel has announced a new judge. His name is Sefi Alon. Now, again, I realize the listenership just doesn't understand the subtleties of who Sefi Alon is. He is an extreme left-wing attorney. And the Israeli right are going crazy because he sent teenagers who opposed the Gaza withdrawal into little camps in the Negev desert until the withdrawal was finished and so forth. He's got a nasty record, but alright, now it's a tough story. The patsy for the Rabin assassination, Yigal Amir, supposedly had a co-conspirator. Her name was Margalit Harshefi.
And this is the fellow that they claim shot Rabin, but he really didn't. Go ahead.
He certainly didn't. Shefi alone, now, Margalit Harshefi, well, she got this unwanted letter from Yigal Amir from prison. He sent her, before the assassination, on unrequested errands. He set her up. He framed her. And anyone could have proven that, but Sefi Alon, who is the uncle of Margalit Harshefi, she was only 21 at the time, he represented her in court. His entire defense was guaranteed to send her to prison, which is what happened. She got 9 months in prison for co-conspiring with Yigal Amir to murder Yitzhak Rabin. And of course, if she was a conspirator, 9 months makes no sense. Either she did it or she didn't do it. But they found enough to send her to prison for 9 months with her uncle Sefi Alon as her attorney. Well, Margalit Harshefi didn't take the only defense that existed, that Amir didn't kill Rabin, so I couldn't have been a co-conspirator. That was the only defense that made any sense. Well, quite the opposite. Margalit Harshefi just assumed that Amir was the killer and that all this stuff connecting her to Amir wasn't her doing, and she didn't want anything to do with him, and the worst defense, because it justified the Rabin assassination. And ultimately, Sefi Alon, for protecting, well, Shimon Peres, the real murderer of Yitzhak Rabin was Shimon Peres, for protecting the head of the Secret Service, Carmi Gilon, for protecting the real shooter, the bodyguard, Yoram Rubin. Sefi Alon was rewarded this week by being made a Supreme Court judge. I know this is not a simple story. If you got to get my book, then, you know, you got to get my book, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, to understand the scam that went along with Yitzhak Rabin. That scam has led directly to Sefi Alon becoming a Supreme Court judge, directly to Yehuda Hiss remaining the coroner of Israel after stealing Israeli soldiers' organs, and he must have sold them. He must have. What else do you do with an organ? What are you going to do? Put it in your room and as a trophy? They had to have been sold. All of these, extremely slimy characters continue to haunt Israel. And if they don't watch out, it's going to haunt Israel until the country doesn't exist anymore. I can give you an example of that if you'd like.
Sure, go ahead.
Something else happened this week. It's not a Rabin issue. It's a current issue. There is a soldier supposedly held by Hamas named Shalit. He is dead. The Israelis keep negotiating for him. Whoops, I hear the music.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamish right here at American Freedom Now.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Ferris Survival is your one-stop shop for all your family preparedness needs. Ferris Survival carries high-quality, long-term, storable food from Mountain House with a 25-year shelf life. Come by and pick up some high-quality organic bulk grains like wheat, quinoa, corn, and barley. Filter your drinking water through the world-famous British Birkfeld water filtration system and reduce or remove bacteria, chlorine, parasites, sediment, and rust for the best-tasting water for pennies a day. Pick up a 3-day kit from Survivor Industries for the car. Ferris Survival also carries a huge selection of hard-to-find books from Paladin Press and Desert Publications. Ferris Survival is located at 3366 South Broadway, three blocks north of Hamden in Inglewood. Call Ferris Survival at 1-866-781-0343 or on the web, www.fserve.com. Prepare your family. Visit Ferris Survival today.
As parents, we're entrusted with a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. This school year, promise yourself that you will get more involved with your child's school. Join the PTA, volunteer for special events, or even try to help with homework. Parents, show your children that school is cool and drugs are for fools. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving the Northeast Denver area with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver, or visit us online at rhctherapy.com or inquire by calling 303-373-1188.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Barry Shamish. And before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can invite you to come to speak to their local meetings. How can people get the information?
Well, I guess we were talking about the Rabin assassination. So that's one of my books available on lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. When you enter the site, you'll see a search box. You click on books and then spell my name. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Shamish. My website is barrychamish.com. And if you'd like me to speak, I've been invited to speak in Washington next month. Well, here's my phone number. 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. All right, let's go back to the Shalit kidnapping. Now, look, I've done this on your show, and I'm not going to repeat the IDF's Commission of Inquiry into the kidnapping, but Giori Land, Major General Giori Land, wrote a scathing commissioned report where, the Shalit kidnapping was caught on IDF video, television. Nobody interfered. Nobody shot at the kidnappers. It was as if they wanted him kidnapped. And by the way, that is a possibility. I can't prove that.
The soldiers wanted to defend him. They wanted to go after him. They wanted
yes.
to, but they weren't allowed to. Somebody gave him orders that they were not to try to save him. I remember that very well.
It's another one of the scandals that have just gone away. But neither here nor there, Israel did enter Gaza last January, and you would think that after all this talk about saving Shalit, and that would be one of one of the motives for attacking Gaza would be to get him back. Not a word said about him. Nothing. I mean, he's been dead for so long, and they're conducting negotiations supposedly to save him, which is all a farce. But more to the point, Shalit's sister, Hadas Shalit, entered the IDF this week to great fanfare. And does this woman have no pride?
Well, who is she?
His sister.
His sister, okay.
Does she have no pride? Where's the condemnation of the army that won't save him, that could have saved him, that entered Gaza and didn't try and save him, and she's entering the army? You know, again, the psychology of Israel is so truly warped that you can't get it back on course. This is an extreme example of a young lady whose brother, her brother is dead. All precedents, he's dead. Right, it's that simple. The army didn't protect him. The army didn't try to save him. And she's entering that army. Where is the thinking here? I can't explain this. I truly can't explain it. There are times when you speak out, and she should have refused publicly to serve in that army. That simple. But to great fanfare, she entered the IDF this week, and, well, I can't explain Israel. I've given up trying to explain it. You cannot change the system when at the most basic level your brother has been abused and exploited by the army, and you proudly joined that army. You can't explain the system when there's no rebellion at the most obvious level to save her own brother.
But Barry, this is human nature. People want to believe in something. People join the American army despite the fact that they betrayed, you know, at least 1,000 American soldiers and left them to rot in North Vietnam, and another 1,000 Americans left to rot in Laos. But the average American doesn't want to believe that sort of thing. We want to have confidence in our military, and we're sending our boys over to seas for fight for democracy. At the same time, we're funding, the Pakistanis, we're funding the people who are killing our boys in Afghanistan and Iraq, but people don't want to believe that. They want to believe that this is all good and that our government is righteous and, intent upon freedom, whereas, of course, we're imposing dictatorships on nations throughout the world. But people don't want to hear that.
And well, the American army, nobody joins it. It's a minute army. In Israel, the army has much, much more power. And she had the opportunity to open her mouth on behalf of her brother and her family and everything else, and she would have made a tremendous opinion had that gone public. But she blew it. Nonetheless, I mean, what is she blowing it for? I mean, this peace process has cost 10,000 Israeli lives. You know, Mubarak, the Egyptian president, made an amazing statement this week. He said that Israel can expect no concessions from the Arab states until an Israeli-Palestinian treaty is signed. I mean, that's... oh, you know, you want to talk catch-22 there. All right, we'll be nice to you, provided that you sign away your country and you sign away your defenses, and then we will grant you concessions. I mean, that's the worst deal ever offered, but that's what Israel got. And, well, you have to look underneath the surface. That's just a sign that the Arabs are simply not playing ball with any peace treaty, Egypt or not. But, you know, you've got Americans, mostly Americans, the Israeli right also think that Israel is preparing to attack Iran, and for the longest time I've been saying they are not. Well, what can you say except that Michael Oren, who I know personally and is the Israeli ambassador to the United States, went on CNN a couple of days ago and stated explicitly, in fact, here's the quote from Michael Oren: Israel is not even contemplating an attack on Iran. And of course he's telling the truth. And you have people, this is a sign that Israel is going to attack Iran, and this submarine is heading to the Persian Gulf, and this air training session, whatever they did over the Mediterranean to attack Iran. Believe Oren, believe me, Israel is not even contemplating an attack on Iran. Just so you understand, but, oh, I hear the music.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamish as we explore his views on what's happening in the Near East, what's happening in Israel. It all ties in together with America.
Your family deserves wholesome, organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way. The only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Barry Shamish, and certainly we're going into the last segment of the program, so pick up the story there, Barry.
Yeah, this is also a little piece of information that was ignored, but it shouldn't be ignored. President murderer Shimon Peres had a little interview this week where he... where he revealed that Hezbollah now has 80,000 missiles in southern Lebanon. Now, I've been using the figure 120,000 for the past year, but this is the first time any Israeli official has given the figure for Hezbollah. They're up to 80,000 missiles. And amazingly, Paris says that Lebanon is going to be very sorry for this. No, it isn't. Israel's going to be sorry for this. At 80,000 missiles, Hezbollah can make Israel, well, can turn Israel into dust in a day. And it, this, by the way, is not hypothetical. The Israeli Air Force, great, it bombs Lebanon. The Arabs will sacrifice Lebanon, so will Hezbollah. They'll just say to themselves, all right, let's get this war over with. We lose Lebanon, we'll rebuild it. 80,000 missiles in the hands of Hezbollah. Paris says they came from Iran via Syria. Who cares? The fact of the matter is that the situation in Israel is really, the next war is not going to be on the ground. It's going to be a beaut of a missile war. Whatever causes it, well, 4,000 missiles just 4 years ago cleared out northern Israel, a crummy 4,000, and everyone headed for the center of the country or slept on the beaches of Tel Aviv. Wait till they see what 80,000 missiles coming from Lebanon will do. And this came from Shimon Peres, and it should be taken extremely seriously, but it was ignored. Look, Israelis have a capacity for ignoring serious problems, but the next war they're going to find out that it was a big mistake ignoring this. And look, there's another side to the upcoming conflict you should know about. Do you know that Israel is a leader in swine flu deaths right now? I believe last week there were 8 dead. The Israeli health ministry is predicting 14,000 dead this winter. You know, I can't do the mathematics of what figure that is in the United States. Something like 1 million dead. 14,000 dead in Israel is going to, well, we can only hope that the Arab countries have this similar epidemic, because this is really going to be extremely hard to maintain security if there are 14,000 dead, and that means hundreds of thousands sick from this swine flu epidemic hitting Israel right now.
Barry, I believe that they are intentionally and purposely exaggerating the threat of this very mild form of flu.
It's not mild in Israel. People are dropping dead. It's not mild. In Israel, 8 dead last week is not mild.
Well, if you look at what's happened here in America with 525 people dead and 80% of them had pre-existing serious illnesses, why, that's really not very much, but they're trying to frighten us to death.
Well,
and they're trying to frighten the Israeli people into taking the vaccine, and that's where the real problem is going to come.
Let me tell you, I'm not going to argue medicine with you. Far be it for me to argue medicine with you. But those people died last week.
Well, they did very well, but how many of them had serious pre-existing conditions? Like most of the people who've died here have had serious pre-existing conditions. But go ahead.
Well, I just want Israel to survive long enough to get rid of the mafia running the place, and then somehow fend off the Arabs, and somehow keep on existing as a nation. And I'm looking at every threat from every point of view right now, and they are, all right, 80,000 Hezbollah missiles, we'll stick with that threat and not go on into areas that, you know better than I know.
Well, I share your concern about those 80,000 missiles, and I share your concern that something big is coming as far as this swine flu, but my major concern is the untried, unproven, and dangerous vaccine that could kill millions of people. But you go right ahead.
Well, let's finish with a humorous story.
Oh.
Why should we debate? why should we debate medical issues when you're a doctor and I'm not? And that's that. But this is a good issue. There was an advertisement for Israel's cell phone company, Cellcom, using the wall, the separation wall between Israel and the Palestinians, and there's a soccer ball, and the Israelis kick the ball over the wall, the Palestinians return it. This was an amazing controversy over nothing, over absolutely nothing. The Palestinians issued an official complaint saying that the commercial showed that Palestinians don't exist. Now, just to let you know their lack of subtlety, this happened in Washington earlier this year where an Israeli told the ambassador, the Palestinian ambassador to Canada, that isn't it time we let sleeping dogs lie? That's what he told them. You know what that means, and everybody knows what that means. Let's forget our differences and let sleeping dogs lie. The Palestinians issued an official complaint to the Canadian media that the Israelis called them dogs. And here's the quote. We are not dogs, we are human beings. Boy, you try and talk peace with them in an international, we're using an international expression or even a soccer ball, and they just turn it into war. And there are no words too subtle to get the war talk going there. This is a strange example, but try and remember it. We're not talking the same language. There's no dialogue here. Everything is misconstrued. This is simply an example where the Palestinians don't understand that, believe it or not, these are Israeli concessions to them. Oops.
We're out of time. Nice to talk to you later.
Thanks. Got you. Thursday night. Bye.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Our friends at the Wild Bird Center take this special time to remind listeners that our children and young adults are our future, and that's why we need to educate them on the dangers of drug abuse. So take a moment to let them know you care. Talk to your children about drug abuse. Someday they'll be glad you did. That's from Ken to Stewart and staff at the Wild Bird Center, where they're always working to make our area a safer place for our youth, for the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation. Call today, 303-758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. 303-758-7575, and mention you heard this community announcement. They all wish you a happy and safe summer.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Hope you enjoy our conversation with Barry. Always a fascinating perspective on what's going on. And he is truly an Israeli patriot who's living here in America because of threats on his life in Israel. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners we are having a meeting. It's going to be on the 25th of October. Going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay, and
In the past, we've had people from Colorado come. We hope you can come again this year. We're having Dr. Kathleen Albeck, William Grigg, Tom Horn, Ashley Mote, a great group of speakers, and it's an all-day conference. We serve lunch, so you have to have reservations. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 if you can come. And, of course, if you want to need reservations, we do have a block of rooms reserved at a reduced price. So give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to get our material, which will explain to you what's really going on in the world today. Now, you're not going to get it to the regular media. You need to get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness and or the book, my talk on the Forbidden Secret, my talk on the financial Armageddon. Who created the problem, the financial problem? Why did they do it? How have they perpetuated it? How have they managed to deceive the American people? Certainly, we have you can read my newsletters at RadioLiberty.com, starting with probably November of last year, or taking it right up to June, and the July letter will be coming out soon. And of course, the way they've created the problem is they've just cut off lending. The large banks have plenty of money. They can borrow up to 50 to 1. They have plenty of money, but they're not going to lend it because they want to create the contraction. They want to foreclose on the homes and the construction sites and the commercial buildings. That's how they accumulate money. And, of course, they're using this as a vehicle of simply transferring the wealth of the American people to the very wealthy. There is a little clique that runs our country. It's called the Trilateral Commission, and it ties into the CFR and the Bilderbergers. And certainly you can get that wonderful DVD we have called The Trilateral Commission by Pat Wood. You need to get this information to survive in the difficult times that come ahead. And they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we do hope that you'll go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs on a regular basis. On the Internet, you can watch our DVDs. You can read our newsletters. It's all free. One of the things that's really so important today is my population control agenda monograph, and you can pull that down and read it through half a dozen times. Understand there really are people who want to kill off the majority of the people in the world, and that's why this whole scam on the swine flu vaccine is so important, because we don't know what's in that vaccine, but we know they've, in the past, they've used vaccination to contaminate the whole world. You know that over 2 billion people in the world have contracted hepatitis B. This is in the underdeveloped countries. How did they contract it? Why they accidentally used dirty needles when they were injecting the people. They would inject person after person after person with the same needle, and what do you know? 2 billion people contracted the hepatitis B. Just an accident. We just don't know how it happened, why we'd never do anything like that on purpose, or would we? Well, at number 1-800-544-8927, please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland, 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment, keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate their support of this station. 970-669-3866.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblical